everyone. I'm going to make a quick start to the meeting. First of all, welcome to the First Bet Union Forum, and thank you all for coming. My name's Christina, and I'm the new forum facilitator for these meetings. And I'm joined today by James and Dale from the Campaigns and Democracy support team as well. Just to say, I'm also a Leeds University Union member and a postgraduate research student here at Leeds. And just to start on a positive note, I want to say we're all really excited about the first of these forums. We're working with an entirely new and quite groundbreaking decision-making system. It's been democratically installed based on feedback from students like yourselves about how we can make democracy at the Union better and more accountable to its members. And because it's quite new, like, not only are we quite interested to see if you think it's a success, but there's lots of other people keen to see how we get on as well. So we do welcome your feedback. Members of the panel and student reps, I think you've been given a survey. And then those of you who we haven't chatted to about that, you should find a survey on your seats. Brilliant. And it is really important that these meetings work for you, so do take the time to let us know what you think afterwards. Before we move on to the agenda, I'm just going to run through a group agreement and take a quick look at your rights in the meeting so that everyone understands how they can participate. Group agreement, very quickly, is something that we've drawn up in the first instance to ensure that everyone who comes to these meetings feels like they can be treated with respect, and just also so that we can manage group expectations about how we can work together to have a positive and focused meeting. I don't know if you can all read this, so I will run through it quickly. We'll put our mobile phones on silent or off. We will not use aggressive words or actions. Not make personal or derogatory comments. We will listen when other people are speaking, so actively like manage your involvement in the meeting. We will speak concisely and avoid repeating ourselves. We will not speak over one another to ensure all voices are heard. So hopefully there's a fairly common sense, and we've tried to keep those to a minimum. Is everyone happy to work with that group agreement in the first instance for this meeting? If you just look like nod and indicate, anyone not happy? Yeah, okay. That's a good start, wicked. So now I'm going to very quickly run through the important bit, which is how the process works. So we're going to look at ideas in terms that student union members have proposed for ways that we can make the union better for students. After we've sort of looked at each idea, you'll each have the opportunity to do four things. You can ask for clarification. If there's something about the idea that you find confusing or you're not sure of, you can ask a question. For example, if you want to know more about how the idea might be implemented or what impact it could have on a group of students, you can make a comment sharing your views on the idea, and if you're a student rep, obviously the views of the students you represent as well. Finally, you can make a proposal to change an idea. For example, if you think a changed version would be better for students at Leeds, or if you think it would help more people to agree on the idea. So that's clarifications, questions, comments, and changes. Don't worry if you don't remember all those, because I'm going to keep prompting for them as the meeting goes along. And then after we've heard and discussed an idea, student panel, as you've been briefed, you're going to vote on it, and then at the very end of the meeting, we'll announce all the results of all the ideas discussed, including which ones are going to be made union policy, because that's very exciting. We've got loads of ideas to discuss today, which is fantastic, so I'm going to move on with the agenda. How have we got any apologies for absence? Anyone up here?
From the reps, we've got Rashini, the dance rep, has sent her apologies, and Lydia, the other sports rep, is going to be here for later.
Okay, brilliant, thanks. Lovely, and so if we move on straight away to the discussion of ideas for this meeting, because it's the very first one, so we've got no previous meeting minutes to look at or anything like that. I'm not sure if we've got all the idea proposers yet. So have we got Catherine Parker for idea one? Hi, Catherine. Brilliant. So idea one is, should there be more seating in the union ground floor space? I guess the first thing to do is to ask you, Catherine, if there's anything you want to add to what's written there in people's agendas about the idea. So you're proposing more seating to the ground floor area of the union building?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, really.
Pretty much covers it?
Yeah, there's a seating, right? Pretty much.
Great. Cool. So this is a fairly straightforward idea, I think you'll agree, not too complicated. So if we could try and keep discussion on this one to around 5 minutes, if everyone's happy with that. First of all, ask student panel if you